Illinois continues to make critical investments that support the local farmers and food businesses that feed our state, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. When we invest in local food infrastructure, we are creating economic opportunity for businesses while ensuring Illinois residents have greater access to fresh, locally grown foods. These investments are a win for Illinois farmers, food producers, and families who help keep our state nourished, said Dave Kohler, DPWARIA, chief Senate sponsor. The new Illinois Local Food Infrastructure Grant Program application process recently ended, but not before many Illinoisans put in their bids for TASTE. Through this agreement, USDA and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection DAP are working together to offer $27 million in competitive grant funding Springfield L. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, IDOA, has announced the award recipients of the Local Food Infrastructure Grant Program, distributing nearly $4 million in fiscal year 2026 funding to support the continued expansion of Illinois' local food system. Illinois continues to make critical investments that support the local farmers and food businesses that feed our state, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. Illinoisans deserve fresh, nourishing food that was grown close to home, and these grants will help producers statewide expand access to locally grown products in their own communities. The Local Food Infrastructure Grant Program was created to strengthen the capacity of Illinois producers and food businesses to store, process, package, aggregate, and distribute locally grown products. Funding supports essential investments that help move Illinois-grown food from farm to consumer while building long-term resilience within the state's food supply chain. The FY26 budget allocated funds for both collaborative and individual projects. Selected grantees represent a diverse group of farms, cooperatives, nonprofits, food hubs, local governments, and food businesses, with awards ranging from $1,000 $250,000 for collaborative projects and $1,000 $75,000 for individual applicants. LFIG funds of $2 million were appropriated in the FY27 budget passed by the Illinois General Assembly earlier this week. The grant dollars currently being distributed reflect 2 years' worth of funding, combining appropriations of $2 million each from FY25 and FY26. The Local Food Infrastructure Grant reflects our commitment to supporting Illinois agriculture, said Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Jerry Costello-Roman II. These awards will help farmers, food businesses, and community partners expand their capacity and reach new markets. When we invest in local food infrastructure, we are creating economic opportunity for businesses while ensuring Illinois residents have greater access to fresh, locally grown foods. These investments are a win for Illinois farmers, food producers, and families who help keep our state nourished, said Dave Kohler, DPWARIA, chief Senate sponsor. When we strengthen local food infrastructure, we help fresh food reach more communities while creating new opportunities for the people who grow and produce it. Illinois agriculture is the backbone of our state, and it's essential that we continue our commitment to strong investments into our local farms, said State Senator Doris Turner D. Springfield, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. From expanding food businesses to helping farmers, this funding will allow the agriculture industry to continue to grow. For too long, many of Illinois' small farmers and local food businesses had the passion and the products but lacked the infrastructure to grow. This investment helps close that gap by funding the cold storage, equipment, processing, transportation, and other tools that allow producers to build sustainable businesses, reach new markets, and feed more Illinois families, said Representative Sonia Harper, chief House sponsor and chair of House Agriculture and Conservation Committee. I'm proud to have led this effort in the General Assembly because strengthening our local food system strengthens our economy, our communities, and our food security. The list of grantees is also available on the department's website. Eligible applicants were required to meet administrative program rules, including Illinois entity with fewer than 50 employees involved in the production, processing, or distribution of value-added agricultural products. This year's awardees will utilize grant funding to invest in critical infrastructure such as cold storage, processing equipment, transportation, aggregation facilities, and other improvements necessary to scale operations and improve local food access. For more information about the Local Food Infrastructure Grant Program, including future funding opportunities, visit the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website. Springfield, L. The new Illinois Local Food Infrastructure Grant Program application process recently ended, but not before many Illinoisans put in their bids for a taste. From DEC 1 through Jan 31, Illinois Stewardship Alliance asked for proposals from across Illinois for nearly $2 million in state funds to be distributed in March under Springfield Bill. Local food is getting an important shot in the arm with the distribution this spring of nearly $2 million in state funding, but it's clear more support is needed to meet the state's growing local needs. At a steakhouse news conference on March 20, the Illinois Stewardship Alliance joined with top state Woodstock Bill. On Friday, Oct. 20, the Land Conservancy of McHenry County will host a seminar to explain how an agricultural conservation easement is the only way to ensure that your farm will never be developed. The seminar will be held at 1102 McConnell Road in Woodstock, held from 10 a.m. until noon, with Washington, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA Agricultural Marketing Service AMS has announced it as a cooperative agreement with Wisconsin under the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program, RFSI. Through this agreement, USDA and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DAP, are working together to offer $27 million in competitive grant funding